Hey there, real men. Jake Carter here, your daily dose of masculine power. Today, we're diving into something deep, something powerful, something that can hold us back if we let it. Guilt and shame. Ever felt like you're carrying around this heavy weight? A backpack full of should-haves and could-have-beens? You know that feeling when your mind replays the past, kicking itself for mistakes, for choices made, for things left unsaid? Yeah, me too, bro. But here's the thing. We can't keep living in the shadow of our past. We gotta learn to let go of that baggage. It's not about forgetting what happened or saying it didn't matter. It's about understanding, learning from those experiences, and choosing to move forward with strength and clarity. So how do we actually do this? How do we break free from the chains of guilt and shame? Here are five powerful keys. Number one, acknowledge it. Yeah, I said it. Own your feelings. Don't try to bury them, pretend they don't exist, or judge yourself for feeling them. Acknowledge the guilt, the shame, let those emotions wash over you. It's like recognizing a storm brewing on the horizon. Don't panic, just prepare. By acknowledging it, we take away its power. It becomes less overwhelming, less menacing when we face it head on. Number two, differentiate between guilt and regret. Guilt is often tied to actions, things we've done that we know were wrong. Regret, on the other hand, is about missed opportunities, paths not taken. Both can sting, but understanding the difference helps us navigate them better. Guilt calls for making amends, taking responsibility, and learning from our mistakes. Regret, well, it's a reminder to seize the day, to make bolder choices, to live with intention. Number three, practice self-compassion. This is huge. We're way too hard on ourselves sometimes. Ever beat yourself up over a small mistake? Think about how you'd talk to your best friend if they made the same blunder. You'd probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, maybe even a little humor. Well, do that for yourself. Treat yourself with the same kindness and forgiveness you'd extend to others. Number four, focus on what you can control. We can't change the past, but we can shape our future. Spend your energy on making positive changes, taking actions aligned with your values. This isn't about erasing the past, it's about using it as fuel to move forward with purpose. And finally, number five, forgive yourself. This is often the hardest step, but also the most liberating. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning your actions. It means releasing the grip of guilt and shame so you can truly heal and grow. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and we deserve a chance to learn, evolve, and become better versions of ourselves. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a job interview, feeling nervous, trying your best to nail it. But then, you stumble over a word, mess up a sentence, and suddenly, you feel that familiar wave of self-doubt washing over you. You're thinking, ugh, I totally blew it. What was I doing? I'm such an idiot. You start replaying the moment in your head, beating yourself up for the slip-up. But here's the thing. Everyone makes mistakes, even the most successful people. Think about it. Every time you watch a movie or listen to a song, there are probably little bloopers, moments that didn't go exactly as planned. That doesn't make the experience any less enjoyable, right? It's just part of being human. So when those interview jitters hit, remember, take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, but don't let it define you. You can still deliver a great performance, even if you stumble over a word or two. Learn from the experience, move on, and keep pushing forward with confidence. All right, gentlemen, let's recap. We talked about acknowledging your guilt and shame, understanding the difference between guilt and regret, practicing self-compassion, focusing on what you can control, and most importantly, forgiving yourself. These aren't easy steps, but they are powerful tools for breaking free from those chains that hold us back. So take a moment right now, just pause this podcast, close your eyes, and breathe deeply. Visualize yourself letting go of the guilt and shame, feeling lighter, freer, more empowered. You got this. Remember, masculinity isn't about suppressing our emotions. It's about navigating them with strength, resilience, and grace. Now go out there, own your power, and make today amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words of wisdom. Together, we can inspire each other to live bolder, more fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep it real, gentlemen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.